Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa 19-year-old due to be sentenced today for sexual exploitation of a minor will wait another month for his trial for allegedly leading law enforcement on a high-speed pursuit. On April 20th of last year, the Iowa State Patrol clocked Wyatt Mitchell of Allison driving a Volkswagen Beetle at 98 miles per hour between Allison and Clarksville. A chase continued into Bremer County with speeds estimated as fast as 127 miles per hour before Mitchell crashed his car on Highway 3 just west of Waverly. Mitchell was seriously injured in the crash and airlifted to University of Iowa hospitals in Iowa City, where he spent a month recovering before he was arrested and charged with felony eluding. Authorities say Mitchell was not wearing a seatbelt, admitted he was trying to kill himself, and made a request for law enforcement to shoot him. Mitchell was slated for trial April 25th in Butler County District Court, but a continuance was granted last week, with his trial now rescheduled for May 23rd. In August of last year, the Butler County Sheriff's Office arrested Mitchell for sending sexual messages to a 13-year-old female through Snapchat. Mitchell had turned 18 on April 3, 2023, with the alleged illegal activity starting around April 20, 2023, with messaging to the underage female continuing for several months. In late February, Mitchell pleaded guilty to one count of sexual exploitation of a minor caused to engage in the act, a Class C felony. He's scheduled for sentencing today. A Charles City woman on parole for assault and disorderly conduct convictions now faces probation revocation after an arrest last month. Charles City Police arrested 57-year-old Monica Brown March 27th for first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, plus fourth-degree criminal mischief, obstruction of emergency communications, and interference with official acts. According to criminal complaints, Brown is accused of forcefully entering a residence, assaulting a victim, and taking the victim's cell phone to keep them from calling 911. When the victim tried using a house phone, Brown struck the victim with the phone and fled the home with both phones. When Brown was being taken into custody, CCPD says she yelled and kicked at them and actively resisted them while being placed in the handcuffs. She's being held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond, but is scheduled for a bond review hearing today. In February 2023, Brown was accused of assaulting a male victim by throwing isopropyl alcohol in his face. She also allegedly exposed her breasts and private areas to CCPD officers during her arrest and when she was booked into the Floyd County Jail, where she also assaulted a jailer. In December, Brown was convicted of assault on persons in certain occupations with an indecent exposure charge reduced to disorderly conduct. She was placed on 2 years probation. With the latest charges against Brown, a probation violation report was filed, and she was arrested on a warrant Wednesday while still in jail, with bail for that infraction set at $2,000 cash. She's now scheduled for a probation revocation hearing May 24th in Floyd County District Court. Late night annual walleye collection has begun at Clear Lake, Rathbun Reservoir, Storm Lake, and the Iowa Great Lakes. Crews with the Iowa DNR Fisheries Bureau will set gill nets at night in traditional areas looking for walleyes that are ready to spawn. This time of year, hatcheries operate into the wee hours of the morning as local staff bring in the nightly haul well past midnight. As fish ripen, the eggs are removed from the walleyes and the fish are returned to the lake where they were caught to make room for the next night's catch. The goal is to collect enough fish to hatch 141 million walleye fry that will supply Iowa lakes and fish hatcheries. The Clear Lake, Rathbun, and Spirit Lake fish hatcheries are open and ready for visitors. Contact the individual hatchery for visitor hours. Businesses within the Charles City downtown district could win up to $25,000 towards business development efforts. Offered through Main Street Iowa, the Open for Business contest is designed to help local designated Main Street programs, including Main Street Charles City, to provide financial and technical support for business retention. Funds can also help in expanding new product lines, upgrading technology, or recruiting employees that improve Main Street districts. Only communities within the Main Street Iowa network can participate in the competition, and each local Main Street program can only submit one application to the state. Thus, if more than one local application is turned in, the Business Improvement Committee of Main Street Charles City will judge them and select the one it feels it is most competitive. To be eligible to apply, businesses must be for-profit, located, or planning to locate within the designated downtown district and must have been in operation since May 1st of last year. Businesses must provide a 25% cash match towards the proposed business development projects and submit a 3-minute video pitch about their business idea. Applications must be done through Main Street Charles City, which will work with interested businesses and are due by 4 p.m. Tuesday, April 24th. Contact the Main Street Charles City office for more information. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.